This is concerning Brian McFalls. It's M like Mary, C, capital F like Frank, A-L-L-S. Date of birth, 8-16 of 1966. This is a follow-up visit for Mr. McFalls, who has currently stage 4 to 5 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension, also underlying COPD and congestive heart failure. His last visit was May 22nd of this year, but his follow-up visit was scheduled for 7-21 of 25, and he was admitted to the hospital on that date for acute and chronic congestive heart failure and community-acquired bilateral lower lobe pneumonia and worsening creatinine. He was hospitalized from 7:21 to 7:25 in Clare, and then sent home on oral Ceftin, doxycycline. Lasix was 40 milligram twice a day, and prednisone taper at that time. He did initially get better, but then over the weekend was exposed to his grandchildren, who had come to see him with upper respiratory symptoms, and today, Monday, he's feeling much better. He has a very tight chest and a cough, but he's unable to bring up any sputum. He does feel more short of breath than usual at this time, too. And since his last visit in May, he has lost 7 pounds. He is going to start with a new primary care provider today in the Mount Pleasant McLaren facility, and he would like to get lab studies done through McLaren since he will have a provider in that system. So we're going to give him a new lab order so he can have labs done through McLaren at this point. Today he wonders if he could get an antibiotic. Doxycycline usually works fairly well for him. He doesn't feel like he needs a steroid taper at this point, but he is having that very tight cough and just doesn't feel well today. That seems appropriate. Hopefully will help improve the kidney function that has been declining since his hospitalization in July of this year. Currently, no headaches or dizziness, no current chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, I want to highlight the Pacerone, 200 milligram once a day. Eliquis is 2.5 milligram twice a day. Calcitriol, 0.25 microgram once a day. Calcium acetate, this is 667 milligram before each meal. Coreg, 2.5 milligram twice a day. Hydralazine, 25 milligram. He takes 50 milligram 3 times a day. He's on Novolog regular insulin via insulin pump, and his other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight, 183 pounds, pulse is 56, and blood pressure right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 150 over 60. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with inspiratory and expiratory coarse bronchi bilaterally. They do not clear with cough. Heart is regular. No unusual arrhythmia today. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 3rd, 2025, and creatinine is up to 4.97, and the estimated GFR is 13. Calcium 9.3, electrolytes are normal. Albumin is 4.2, phosphorus 3.6. Hemoglobin is 11.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 5 chronic kidney disease. We have asked the patient to get lab studies done weekly at this time and to follow his strict low potassium, low phosphorus diet as well as diabetic diet. 2, hypertension, slightly higher than at goal, but he's also sick today with possibly community-acquired pneumonia. He will be seeing his new primary care provider today, but we've also called in doxycycline, 100 milligram twice a day for 10 days, since that's usually very well tolerated for him and may keep him out of the hospital, hopefully help kidney function improve also. And 3, diabetic nephropathy. And he's going to have a recheck visit with this practice within the next 3 to 4 weeks. He does have a left upper arm AV fistula with an excellent thrill and bruit. And if he would need to start hemodialysis, the fistula feels as if that would function very well. And he understands the symptoms he needs to report of uremic symptoms, and he will notify us if those occur. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.